Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Good morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
Welcome to Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy. This week, I'll be talking with author Victoria Butenko, whose books point out a way for us to regain and maintain total health in a simple and practical way. I'll let Victoria share the story of her family that I believe will help all of us discover new possibilities for living with health, strength, and vitality. Before I begin, let me give our new listeners a quick introduction to resonance repatterning, which this show is all about. On the web radio show, I talk about the resonance repatterning system, which I started developing in 1989-1990. This system of self-healing, which is now spread around the world with practitioners in many countries, gives us the tools for understanding and transforming the non-coherent energies that result in our various problems that we have. So any problem that we face in life, we can actually use resonance repatterning to get to the underlying cause. The system of self-healing gives us the means to resonate with our intentions and those actions that lead to the life we love. One aspect of resonance repatterning involves resonating with the unhesitating actions that make it possible for us to achieve any goal we have. If we want physical health, emotional strength, mental well-being, or inner peace, unhesitating action is always needed. And if we want to go into action, we need to resonate with our actions, otherwise we'll lack the motivation to get going, or we'll quickly lose the desire to keep going towards our goals. Resonance repatterning identifies and transforms the unconscious patterns so we can resonate with our intentions and the actions that make these intentions a reality. On our Living in Tune web radio cast, I talk about particular life problems and themes to do with and do a live repatterning session on a listener who phones in. In addition, like today, I also invite Living in Tune guests to share what they do to balance energy and help humanity. Their work is part of resonance repatterning in that I've included a universal spectrum of self-healing modalities and actions into this work. Sharing their knowledge, they inspire us, give us new information, and deepen our understanding of all the different aspects of resonance repatterning. This week, I'll be talking with Victoria Butenko and the journey her sick family made to total health, energy, and well-being. By the end of this show, we'll have some practical solutions we can begin to integrate into our life right now. One of the exciting things about the age we live in is how we can all work as a team for the well-being of ourselves and humanity. So it's a great pleasure having Victoria Butenko with us today to introduce us to a new way of looking at how we can achieve health. If we are resonance repatterning practitioners, we'll be able to integrate what Victoria has to share into our practice to support our clients in achieving their goal for good health and emotional and mental well-being. So welcome, Victoria, to Living in Tune.
Hello, my pleasure to be with you.
It's wonderful that you're here. And Victoria, I think probably the best place to begin is how your whole family started this journey to wellness.
My family, Butenko family, also is known as the raw family. The four of us embarked on a diet of entirely raw foods in 1994, almost 15 years ago, when we became seriously ill. I personally developed arrhythmia and edema and was obese and depressed, and the doctors told me that I will die any day. Oh. And arrhythmia is irregular heartbeat, and that's a disease that took my father's life. Mm-hmm. My husband, Igor, suffered from painful rheumatoid arthritis and had severe hypothyroid, six times bigger than normal. My daughter was born with asthma, and she was coughing almost every night. And our son, Sergei, was diagnosed with diabetes at the age of 9.
Mm.
And that's how everything started. We say now that we were fortunate to get sick at the same time. And we were cornered We didn't know what to do. The doctors didn't offer us anything but medication. Yeah. And they were actually telling us we will either die or become severely handicapped very soon.
So now, Victoria, so how do you go from actually, in some ways, a typical American family? I mean, most families, they have obesity, they have all these various problems. So how did you make the jump from that kind of unwellness to this very extreme decision to go on raw foods?
I got my advice from actually medical books. It sounds funny, but I have very good education, and when my son was diagnosed with diabetes, I was so scared to put him on insulin because my grandmother died from overdose of insulin.
Wow.
So what I did, I went to the medical library and checked out a thick book about diabetes for medical students. And in that book, on the very first cover, on the first page, it said, there's no known cause for diabetes and there is no cure. And then I was thinking, what is that book then? Mm. And then as I was reading through the book, it explained very clearly that it's not diabetes that causes blindness, is kidney failure, and loss of limbs and premature aging, but it's actually insulin injections that cause that.
Mm.
And the more I read this book that was recommending there to go on insulin, the less I wanted to put my son on insulin. And when I finished reading this book, I came to the conclusion I am going to procrastinate and look for another solution. Next, I purchased the book on the flea market among watermelons for 25 cents. I bought the book by Dr. Jillian Whitaker, Reversing Diabetes Naturally.
Yeah.
And in this book, he explained that exercise produces insulin in the body, additional to pancreatic insulin.
Mm.
And I was thinking, that's great. And he said that if one runs approximately 4 miles per day or does equal aerobic exercise, that gives enough insulin not to give shots. Mm. The very next morning, we were in new running shoes running with my son, Sergey. And the first time, we only were able to go around the block. But in 3.5 months, my whole family ran 10-kilometer race.
Oh, that's amazing.
Because we were persistent. And I told my son, I said, now you, it's your destiny. You have to run for the rest of your life, or you will have to do insulin shots. I said, if you run, if you do aerobic exercise, then you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. I didn't want him to die. I didn't want him to go in a coma. And I was wondering why doctor didn't tell me at least that.
Yeah. And you with your arrhythmia, was, you were also running.
Yes, we all were running.
And you were fine also.
Yes, yes. But we were not on a raw food diet yet.
That's
right. But then I was still looking for more, for something that for sure will help us. And seek and you shall find. In 2 months, I ran into a person who I believe was the only raw foodist in Colorado 15 years ago. Her name was Elizabeth, and she told me about raw food. And before that, I barely heard about raw food.
Mm-hmm.
And first, I was very disappointed what she told me. I said, do you even believe yourself what you're talking? Humans cannot live on fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds raw alone. And she told me that she's been doing this for 15 years and that she cured her colon cancer stage 4. And this, she told me that, for example, snakes don't cook and birds don't cook and cheetahs don't cook, and it's just humans and not for too long. And then she said that, Victoria, you didn't come into this world with the cooking stove attached to your belly. And whatever she was saying, everything made sense. And then she lent me one book that was available at that time. There was not many books published, maybe
That's right.
A handful of books.
I think
books.
It was mostly Arnold Ehret's book, which was mostly on fruit.
Yeah, or Ann Wigmore or Hygienist, but they were not really on raw food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for comparison, today Amazon alone has more than 600 titles about raw and living foods.
We're
living in revolutionary times. And so we went home and we started reading this book. And as I was reading this book, I became more and more excited. But it's another 2 months passed by, and it was not until my husband was told by his doctor that he has less than 2 months to live. And when I found my son unconscious on the floor,
mm-hmm.
it was January 21st, 1994. That's when actually we went raw food, on raw food without procrastination.
And why was your husband told that he could die at any moment?
Because his thyroid was so enlarged that the doctor said people don't live with such thyroid.
He said he needed to do
immediate surgery.
And your son wasn't having insulin shots either.
He didn't have any insulin shots.
So now, Victoria, what's interesting to me is that most people who become vegetarians, and this is applied to me, I became a vegetarian 45 years ago, we usually begin quite slowly. You know, you cut out the red meat, then the chicken, then the fish, then the eggs, whereas your family jumped right into, I imagine, a meat-eating way of living, not only to vegetarianism, but to raw way of living. So why do you feel that raw food was the best way to go?
There was two reasons for that. Because, first of all, we didn't have time.
Yeah.
We were fortunate to be very, very ill altogether.
Yes.
Secondly, years ago, my family went on a vegetarian diet back in Russia, but we were cooking everything thoroughly.
That's
and
right.
We didn't really feel much benefits from it.
Yes.
And we were eating pasta and bread, and it was not the healthiest choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we decided to go on the raw food diet,
yes,
because we didn't really believe that vegetarian will do anything for us.
Yeah, you didn't have that luxury of going slowly.
No, we didn't.
No.
Maybe we had luxury in going quick.
That's right.
So I just turned off the pilot and put the cutting board on top of my stove.
Yeah.
And threw away pots and pans and all the cooked foods and rice and beans and whipped cream and everything. And bought bananas, apples, and oranges. And
yeah,
that's how we started, because we didn't like vegetables.
And oh, God. And also, I imagine you and your husband were probably drinking some alcohol.
My husband liked drinking alcohol, and I stopped drinking alcohol when I graduated from college.
Yeah, so that wasn't an issue for you,
but he
gave up the alcohol when he went on the raw food diet.
Yes, he did. Cold turkey.
Yes. So then the first question that everybody always asks is, where do you get your proteins from? So was that a concern for you? And it would be nice to hear.
It was a concern, but as I was doing research, I was finding that I was thinking that our source for protein would be nuts and seeds, because they are high in protein. But as I was living my raw food life, as I was moving into a new plateau, into greens, we were not using enough greens in our diet. We didn't like greens. We hated greens. And so when we, after 7 years of being 100% raw, we started to feel some not so perfect symptoms of health. And we realized that we were not eating greens, and it was our problem. I started researching greens. I found that actually the greens are the richest in protein. Greens have more protein than nuts and seeds.
Really?
Than beans. And that's why cows don't eat other cows. Because they don't even eat beans, or they don't eat any nuts or seeds, because they eat grass, and grass and greens are the richest source of protein on earth.
Amazing, isn't it?
In 2004, when I studied my research of greens, there were not even greens greens content listed on USDA's website. The only thing I was find, the closest I was able to find, was spinach steamed spinach. It's not really what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's so much research going on. If you go on a USDA website, which is nutritiondata.com, it's an American government site for food. And what is? Oh, and they have complete nutrition content, even things like steamy nettles, not only kale and spinach and chard, but even things like lamb's quarters, which is a weed, or plantain, or even cactuses.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have lots of information available, and they do list all the proteins there.
Fascinating. Good. Well, after this break, we'll come back and talk more.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, hosted by Reiki Master Phyllis Lei Forimoto, brings to the Seventh Wave Network this worldwide human art form. Join Phyllis every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time as she shares her experiences from around the globe and helps you to understand the effects of living in conscious relationship with the energy of Reiki. Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
And we're back talking about From Illness to Health, Transforming the World, One Family at a Time. And my name is Chloe Wordsworth, and I'm interviewing Victoria Butenko, who's really sharing her extraordinary story of her and her family moving from sickness to health. And we're talking about the raw food that Victoria's whole family moved into and about proteins and the fact that greens have more protein than nuts and seeds. And so, for instance, Victoria, then, how do the protein in greens, how does that compare to the protein found in meat and fish and chicken?
This protein could be the same as in fish, could be a little less, but there is a big difference between protein that we find in greens and the proteins that we find in fish. You see, the protein in fish, in chicken, is made for the cow. It is a molecule of DNA that consists of amino acids that is grouped together, especially for the cow, for the chicken. And when we're using that protein, it's like we're using the used, it's like going to the secondhand store. Mm-hmm. It's like using chicken protein for us. Because our body has to go through a very complex process of dividing, separating those amino acids and regrouping them according to our personal individual DNA. While when we look at the greens, in greens all the amino acids, histidine, isoleucine, leucine, lysine, methionine, they all come in a separated form. And it's really a piece of raw cake for the body to pick them up and put them according to our personal matrix, our pattern, and put them into DNA. And it's much preferable for the body.
Yes.
And I've done lots of research about this. I've even spoke to farmers and asked them how they, for example, how their sheep gain more muscle when they're in the barn eating corn or when they walk in on a pasture and eating greens. And I've done lots of research, and I found out that there is more and higher quality protein in green. Green leaves, 33% of their weight is pure protein.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about essential amino acids, mm-hmm. because, as you know, there are 21 amino acids altogether, but 9 of them we have to eat because the body cannot manufacture it, and those are called essential amino acids.
Yes. So those are the amino acids that come separately in greens.
In greens.
And our
and
body then can combine that into these amino acid chains
to
provide the body with whatever it needs.
Yes. And the USDA recommends for the male adult a three-digit number of each of those essential amino acids per day, three-digit number. And I compared it with, say, kale and also apples. And I see that in apples, each of these essential amino acids comes in one-digit number or two-digit number. For example, threonine, we need 490 milligrams a day, and micrograms a day, and apples have five. So obviously, and carrots have five. It's very, very much, much, much smaller. And I understand why the researchers, when they looked at apples and carrots, and they kind of placed greens in the same category, they concluded that vegetables are not a central source of essential amino acids. But when I look at kale, then it says that actually one bunch of kale has four-digit number of that same threonine or methionine, the same essential amino acids. So actually kale has more than RDA is for adult male per day that USDA recommends to us.
Mm-hmm.
Greens have a lot. And if you go today on their USDA website, you see they have the chart how much protein is covered by eating greens in a raw form.
Yes.
Yes, and
so what about vitamins and minerals? Many people are spending huge amounts of money on supplements. What do you feel about these?
Greens are the only living thing that could transform sunshine into energy.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other living thing on earth can do that.
Yeah.
When the sun hits the leaf, the chlorophyll occurs, and that chlorophyll is the base for any molecule of sugar in the world. And then what the plants do, they feed that sugar through the roots to the microorganisms in the soil, which are zillions of varieties in there. And these microorganisms, they multiply because they have a big sweet tooth there, and then they break down the compost, they break down the matter in the soil, and they produce very essential minerals, vitamins, everything that we need. And then the plant sucks it back, all these minerals, 122 essential minerals and all these essential vitamins through the roots and store in green leaves waiting for the seeds of the plant to develop.
Mm-hmm.
It's like their bank account. They waiting for the seeds to appear so they could put these nutrients further in the seeds, because seeds have to be very, very supplied with enough nutrition so they could survive through years of waiting for the conditions to sprout.
Mm-hmm.
In the drought, in the freezing conditions, in stomachs of some animals, they have to survive. So they have to have a supply of nutrition, and each plant has thousands and hundreds of thousands, millions of seeds.
Yes.
But before blooming, all of this nutrition is stored in green leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, green leaves are the highest nutritional, the most nutritious food in the world. And that's why all living creatures rely on greens in their survival, including carnivores.
Yes, that's right. Of course, it's the origin of everything. So now, there's a lot of people who they are concerned about fruit because of the fruit sugar as compared to the sugar, the processed sugar that we eat. What's your feeling then about fruit and eating that?
Well, there are two sides. First of all, I believe that humans cannot be healthy without eating organic ripe fruit. The second problem is that because we don't like to eat greens, we don't eat enough greens, if we consume only fruit, this is a big distortion, and our body revolts. Our body begins to suffer. When we consume fruit, but we don't consume minerals that would neutralize and balance that fruit, that sugar, it's not good. But when we consume both fruit and a lot of greens, and we need to consume a lot of greens, then this is no problem, because we also benefit from fruit. We also need to get calories somewhere, because if we don't consume fruit, then where do we get all the calories? And fat is less desirable than sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you don't see fruit as being harmful in terms of the sugar in the fruit.
If you eat it with greens, no. And I even got in the habit of, for example, if I eat a banana, I wrap it in romaine lettuce. Mm. If I eat a date, I eat it with a celery stick.
Mm.
I combine it with greens, and it's perfect.
Mm.
No problem.
And you're saying you have to eat a lot of greens, so basically what we find is that it's impossible for us to chew our greens so that they really can be digested properly. I think,
first of all, we don't have all the teeth because it's like a vicious circle. Because we lack vitamins and minerals such as calcium, our jaws became so narrow that our young people mandatory have to pull their wisdom teeth, which is a very painful procedure. They have to pull absolutely healthy teeth, so necessary for their digestion, out, four of the best teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And as a sequence, we cannot chew our greens to creamy consistency that's necessary to digestion of greens.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, because we lack essential mineral zinc, our body cannot manufacture enough hydrochloric acid in our stomach, which is absolutely crucial in order to digest greens in our stomach, because the hydrochloric acid breaks down cellulose so that the body could pull all the nutrition from inside of the cells that made out of cellulose.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why the body makes us nauseous. It makes us repulsed by even the look of greens. And the younger the generation, the more they hate greens.
Mm-hmm.
If you show greens to children, most of them will say, ew, gross.
Mm-hmm.
However, I was very fortunate to come up with a drink, with a concoction, which consists of blended green leaves and fruits and water. The trick is that the taste and smell of the fruit dominates the flavor of chlorophyll, and the body doesn't have a chance to make you nauseous because the body doesn't sense there any lie, there any trick. The body thinks, oh, it's a banana.
Yes.
And then when you drink it, you don't become nauseous, and actually because it's blended, then you don't have to have hydrochloric acid in the stomach. You don't have to worry about chewing it with your wisdom teeth.
Mm-hmm.
It just you slowly digest and it gets absorbed.
Yeah, so it's pre-digested, basically.
Yes, and it's very, very delicious. Many people write to me, they were so astounded how delicious the green smoothie is.
Yes.
They say it looks gross, but it tastes and smells so good.
Yes.
And when people begin to drink that green smoothie, after as quickly as 2 weeks, they begin to crave more greens.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, for example, my sister, she lives in Moscow, and she said, no way will I ever crave spinach. And now she says, not only spinach, she says, in the summer, I look at that clover in the on the path in the forest, and she says, I salivate.
That's great.
Yeah.
And
people begin to crave
the blended drink. I mean, just for those who've never heard this before, I just put a banana in my Vitamix or blender, then put an apple in or a pear, and then you add a leaf or two of kale and lettuce or spinach,
yeah,
or cilantro or parsley, and you just blend it all up, and you'll begin to actually discover the drinks that your body's needing at any moment in time. Have you found that, Victoria?
Yes. Yes, and my favorite is mango. I put mango to everything I make. It makes it smooth. It doesn't separate. It doesn't create foam.
Yes, I love the mango. And another one I love to do is half a melon, and then I just put in some cilantro and parsley.
Uh-huh.
And it's just wonderful, wonderful.
Yes, yes, and
so
cilantro.
You kind of create your own drinks.
Yeah, and cilantro and parsley are good to pull all the heavy metals out of the body.
That's right. That's right. And there's so many heavy metals that people are really toxic from that I like to put cilantro in everything. So, Victoria, then another big question that people always ask people who are vegetarian, or especially raw food vegetarian, is what about vitamin
B12? Well, maybe we should talk about B12 after we come back.
Yes, okay, yes, you're quite right. We've got a little break coming up, so as soon as we come back, Victoria will talk to us about vitamin B12.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Good. So I was just asking Victoria, whose whole family went on to raw foods and regained their health. We've been talking about minerals and vitamins and proteins, and now what about B12 if you go on this raw diet?
Naturally, we're supposed to make B12 in our large intestines because we're supposed to have 85% of so-called good bacteria and about 15% of a bad bacteria. Let me explain. The good bacteria, in other words, it's called aerobic bacteria, is the one that thrives in the presence of oxygen. The so-called bad bacteria is the one that presents in absence of oxygen. We call it also pathogenic bacteria. So because we're supposed to eat lots of greens, food that brings lots of oxygen in our system, we're supposed to have lots of oxygen, oxygenated body, and then we're supposed to have lots of good bacteria. And this bacteria is supposed to produce B12 and other B vitamins in our large intestines that then should be reabsorbed. Unfortunately, the opposite is true. Now, most people, and it doesn't matter if they eat meat or eat the vegetarian or raw food, most people, because also our hygiene that's penetrated with all kinds of soaps and chemicals, we do not have good bacteria anymore. We killed it all. We destroyed it with all the antibiotics. So 90% or more of our bacteria flora is pathogenic bacteria. Mm. And that's why we lack vitamin B12, even those people who eat meat. The only reason why it doesn't show in their test is because they eat the food that's fortified with B12 vitamin. And there is another backup plan from nature in case sometimes the intestines wouldn't work. And that backup plan I found in ripe fruit. In ripe fruit is inseparable from insects because it grows in open field. Ripe organic fruit has the insect eggs injected in it when it's ripening on the tree. There's no way that it could be separated or seen or but it's there. Mm-hmm. That's where the fruit fries come from. And when you bring ripe fruit home, then within 2-3 days you see fruit flies. Where they come from? They come from the eggs injected. Yeah. So these eggs are rich in the B12 vitamin and other B vitamins.
Mm.
Unfortunately, lots of the fruit picked up these days is picked up before it's ripe.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of it is treated with pesticides. So that's our backup plan is not going to work.
But as long as you have organic food.
Yeah, and I have found this very very interesting way. I've been questioning people who have problem with B12 and comparing them with those who don't have problem with B12. And I found out that those who don't have problem, they eat predominantly organic, predominantly from local farmers, and they don't really wash it a lot.
Yeah.
And those who have severe problem with B12, they don't buy organic, they don't buy locally, they buy it from the store that is really not ripe, and they really clean it. They even, some people soak it in chlorinated solutions and do things like that. And so then they have to go and take vitamin B12 shots, which I don't believe is quite the same.
Yes. Now, if you, the idea then of not, if you're having organic vegetables which have not been sprayed with insecticides, the idea of not washing it is that you've got some of the soil organisms then on those vegetables, right?
See, but if we, the only thing that could kill and destroy parasites in the world is our own immunity. I personally absolutely sure that chemicals are not the right thing that could destroy parasites. I believe that parasites are in the body already.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that could destroy or could figure out which to let, to allow to stay and which to kill is our own immunity.
Yes.
And in order to make strong immunity, again, we're supposed to eat lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, and especially green leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So we're coming back to natural circle.
That's
we're
right.
We're coming back to where we came from. We don't see any other ways, way out of it. And you know what? I even found in the magazine, it's called Psychology Today, it's a scientific magazine, the article that says, how can we encourage our how can we encourage main public to stop washing the produce? That's what that says, because there is so much problem from washing off all this good microbes of the produce.
Yeah, interesting.
And so that's why I would like to encourage all our listeners to grow your own produce and your own compost so you feel safe about what you're eating.
Yeah.
But that would be the best way to get back all these B vitamins and good bacteria into our body.
Yes, yeah. And then, Victoria, there's a, there are certain images that people hold about vegetarians not being as strong as meat eaters, not having the same stamina and power. What do you think about that?
Compare somebody who runs marathon with somebody who is sitting on the couch watching TV. Who does have more energy? even the skinny guy would have more energy. But I believe you don't have to be skinny. My family is not skinny one. And my son has been featured as an athlete in July in Natural Eating Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Natural Healing. Natural Eating Magazine. And in October, he has been photographed for Men's Fitness Magazine because he's very muscular.
Uh-huh.
And, you can also find him his videos on YouTube when he's climbing and swimming. And you could he is very, very muscular.
That's amazing. And he's just been on nothing but raw. And
for
raw,
15 years, nothing but raw food.
Yeah. And do you eat a lot of nuts and seeds?
No, he doesn't eat lots of nuts and seeds.
Fascinating.
Yeah, he doesn't like a lot of nuts and seeds.
Just the greens and the fruit.
Greens and fruit, yeah.
And, of course, you know, there have been, you know, three-time gold medalists in the Olympics and weightlifters, top world-class weightlifters who have been actually vegetarian and raw food vegetarian. So, again...
Yes, and there is another person. His name is Robert Cheek.
Mm-hmm.
He has been on the cover of a bodybuilding magazine, and he's a raw vegan athlete. And also Tanya Kay,
she's
a woman bodybuilder. She's also been everywhere, and you can find her on website, on YouTube.
It's amazing. We associate these people with meat eating, not with eating greens and fruit.
Yeah, I have been doing research why some people cannot gain weight, and I found out that because I am a speaker, I'm invited sometimes to go to fasting retreats as a speaker, as a teacher, as a lecturer. And I noticed that those people who call themselves skinny or thin, when they detox, they have their tongue turns brown and sometimes charcoal black and or mustard yellow, because these people have some kind of a toxin in them.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be different, could be heavy metals, could be something else. Asbestos, maybe some medicine that they ingested when they were children, because they have have these toxins, probably in the liver, their body stops absorption because the body is afraid that they will get more toxins in, and so their absorption is very low, and that's why they're skinny. That's why they cannot gain weight.
So it's different
from those who become vegetarians.
So this is interesting because I've been vegetarian for most of my life, and I'm very thin. And I don't know whether it's just that I don't eat a lot of food. You know, I eat three small amounts per day, but I've just never, ever been able to put on weight. My whole family is very, very thin.
See, I am not a medical doctor, and I cannot give advice, but I've seen that those people who talk about themselves as being thin, if they go to any kind of a fasting clinic or do some kind of a cleanse, like a liver cleanse or whatever, lemonade or something cleanse, then after this, they're able to gain muscle on the same diet they had before.
Oh, interesting.
The common mistake that people make in order to gain weight, that they begin to consume fat.
Yes.
Because fat makes it worse. Fat makes absorption go lower and lower, and they end up being even skinnier.
Mm. Yep. And do you eat avocados?
Yes, avocados is a good fat.
Yeah. And do you actually use olive oil and things like that?
I don't eat olive oil last couple years. I don't remember. Maybe a couple times a year I eat just a teaspoon or tablespoon of it on a salad. But I begin to dislike any oils.
Yeah,
and my children also.
Yes, I found the same thing.
Yeah, but even avocados could be detrimental to those who are trying to gain weight because they could still any kind of fat, even the best fat in the world, could make absorption go down in those who have some toxicity in the system, and it's very hard to determine. Sometime maybe 15 years ago, you just walked on the street where there was lead, and then you walked in the house on the carpet, and then you kind of inhaled it, that it stops, slows down the absorption, and then since then people begin to lose weight.
Yeah.
There's no way to know that.
Yeah.
So if these people trying to gain weight, they begin to eat two avocados a day, it's not going to help.
Uh-huh.
All they really need is they need to cleanse.
Okay.
And you can read more about this from Dr. Doug Graham. Dr. Doug Graham, he talks a lot about how fats would interfere with absorption.
Yes, very interesting. Good. Well, we'll come back after this one-minute break. We'll be back to continue talking.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Manifest your personal and professional dream by honoring your true genius and magnificence. On DeMartini, Live and Inspired, host Dr. John F. DeMartini shares his enlightening perspectives, humorous observations of human nature, and practical action steps to live a truly inspired, purposeful, and fulfilling life. His scope of knowledge and experience is a culmination of 34 years of research and studies. Dr. DeMartini's trailblazing philosophy and revolutionary understanding is reshaping modern psychology and business and changing the lives of millions. Broadcasting each week as a special program on the Seventh Wave Network, DeMartini, Live and Inspired, transforms thought and stimulates action. Get ready to break through to live an amazing life.
the new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Good. So here we are talking with Victoria Butenko about moving into super health and well-being through the raw foods, of greens particularly, mixed with fruits. And Victoria, I remember in your raw family, you talked about after you went raw that your whole family went on, tell me about it, it's the hike, isn't it?
It's a Pacific Crest Trail.
Yes.
It goes on the crest of the mountain. So on the left, we always saw our the ocean, and on the right, we saw the valley. So it was really, really beautiful, and it's 2,000 miles, just 2,650 miles.
That's amazing. And
yes.
How long did it take you to walk 2,650 miles?
My family took 6 months.
Wow. And what did you eat? I mean, did you come down from the mountains to eat, or did you eat up there?
No, we shipped to our ourselves 30 parcels along the road, and we were crossing small villages and towns, and we would go to post offices and pick them up. And there were sprouting seeds and dates and some nuts and hemp seeds, things like that.
Ah.
But we discovered that we got so sick and tired of sprouts and the same seeds that eventually we started to pick up more and more wild edibles along the road. And in the end, 85% of our diet consisted of wild edibles.
That's incredible. And how did you feel at the end of 2,650 miles?
Oh, the best, the happiest. We were so happy. We loved it so much. We were going to, for the rest of our life, yo-yo back and forth and just leave on the trail.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
And what do you think about superfoods?
Superfoods, you mean like powder?
Blue green algae, and a lot of people really feel that you need to have these superfoods.
Yeah, I hear from people all the time that they like it, but I tried several times taking it, and I don't really see difference, and it's expensive, so I don't take any superfoods.
Yes.
I don't take any. I think real superfood is the wild edibles.
That's right.
And I know a lot of them, and I know how to pick them up. I even went to pick up my own sea vegetables in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun, and it's great. It makes me feel the best.
And do you give classes on teaching people how to find the right sea vegetables and greens?
My son, Sergey, he does. He has a website, harmonyhikes.com.
Yes.
And in the summer, he's really busy taking people in the wilderness. And when they come back, I look at people's faces. They are just glowing with happiness and so relaxed and rested.
Oh, that's wonderful. That sounds like my kind of holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to get in touch with him on that one. And then, you know, another big thing that people talk about is that you need the omega-3s, the good fats. So where do you get those from?
Oh, you get omega-3s from wild edibles. For example, purslane is so rich in omega-3s, as richer than fish. It has more omega-3s than fish oil.
That's amazing.
And there are other greens also that have omega-3s.
Because
some greens are really high in essential fatty acids.
Hmm. Now, I suppose for people who can't go out into the wilds and pick purslane then...
Purslane is everywhere in every state. It covers just the loan.
But what if you live in the city?
Hopefully our farmers will begin to grow it and deliver it to the to the stores, because in our store, in our Ashland Co-op, they were selling purslane in the summer in the bunches.
Oh, that's fantastic. But if not, I suppose you can have some flax seeds then has the good...
Yeah, flax seeds, yes, yes.
Yeah.
I prefer to grind them and have them once a week and have them on the table so I could put it on top of my salad or soup, the ground flax.
Yes. Yeah.
Or in the form of crackers.
That's right. That's right. Yes, that's what I do, is just grind it up and make it taste nice and eat it.
Yes.
Wonderful. So so then after you ate the raw food and you reached a plateau, didn't you?
Yes.
And then after we started to incorporate green smoothies in our diet, and we recommend 1 or 2 quarts per day, in addition to anybody's existing diet, all of our problems completely vanished. We started to feel so great.
So you're really talking about a lot of greens then?
Yes, and I know several people who are marathon runners, and they now run marathons on those green smoothies. And there are several people in the world who volunteered to live their life on green smoothies. I didn't recommend, of course, that they just on their own, they've been able to live 6 and more months on strictly on green smoothies.
Yeah.
And some of them you can read on my website. I have lots of also common questions answered.
Wonderful. So Victoria's website is www.rawfamily.com.
Yes. And also I have a book. It's called Green for Life, and it's available on Amazon or on my website and in all major bookstores.
Yes, you can get it from the health food stores as well, and I really recommend that book. When I read it, it was just opened my mind because I'd never ever thought about mixing greens and fruits together. So, Victoria, you helped change my life, I must say.
Yeah, many people confuse green leaves with vegetables. For example, mixing fruits and vegetables is not a good combination because it causes the bloating.
Mm-hmm.
But mixing green leaves and fruit is fine.
Yes.
Because green leaves don't have starch and they wouldn't ferment with the sugar.
Yes. So basically, you're saying that we should all be drinking 1 quart of these green smoothie drinks
yes,
a day.
Yes, including children. We could only benefit from that.
Yeah.
And there are lots of companies now incorporating making green smoothies. At our local Costco, they now have 4 Vitamix blenders next to coffee machine and all employees drinking it. And in Medford, at the airport, there is even used to be a Coffee Express, and now it's called Epic Espresso. And they serve green smoothie or to drive through.
That's fantastic.
For $6, you buy a quart of green smoothie freshly made through the window.
Wonderful. Life is changing here.
Yes.
Well, Victoria, thank you so much for sharing all this knowledge you have. And remember, Victoria's website, rawfamily.com, and her son's website, too, sounds very exciting. And more information, books, and your schedule of classes and presentations can all be got from
yes.
Victoria's website.
Yes.
So just to end up with then, remember you can download the complete transcript of all the weight radio shows, including this one. And remember you can go to our website, resonancerepatterning.net, for teacher schedules, teaching you resonance repatterning for practitioners, many of whom include all the knowledge that's being shared in these radio shows as part of the positive actions that help people to achieve their goals. And next week, I'm going to be talking about a new look at weight, the hidden message we need to hear. You know, for many years, students and practitioners have asked me to do a repatterning around our weight issues, and I always said no because there are so many patterns that are involved. But now I've decided the time has come. And I look at weight in terms of our fight-flight responses and how this impacts our weight and the kind of food we eat. Also how fear and anger and grief relate to our weight. And remember, it is all about food, but many people can't change what they put into their mouth because of the unconscious patterns that just drive them to eat the pastas and the sugars and the heavy foods that put on weight. And I'll also be talking about this no way out of conflict, where we're just in a conflict within ourselves on the unconscious level, and how these inner conflicts impact our weight. And I'll be going into the 5 elements of Chinese acupuncture. I was an acupuncturist myself for many, many years, so I'll be bringing in the knowledge of the 5 elements and the secrets they have to tell about our weight. And finally, I'm going to look at the 5 archetypes. Remember, I did a whole radio show on the hero's journey. And we'll look at the 5 archetypes of the orphan, the martyr, the wanderer, the warrior, and the wise one, and discover what they have to share about our weight. And I'll be doing a weight repatterning, so feel free to phone in for this live session if you're ready to let go of your excess weight, and also a lot more besides your weight, because it's really an inner letting go and an opening the space for something new and extraordinary in your life. So have a wonderful week. Eating, drinking green smoothies, I hope. Begin to experiment with organic bananas and apples and pears and mixing them with green leaves and all these wonderful things that you can find in your health food store, and experiment with finding and discovering this wonderful drink that Victoria talks about to change your health and well-being. Thank you again, Victoria, very much.
My pleasure.
Wonderful.
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network. Today I've